Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The following podcast episode was a previously recorded Facebook Live video. Hey, my beautiful selfish babes. It is your girl, Olanike Osi here, bringing you another selfish talk. And I really want to talk about quality over quantity. And how are you applying quality over quantity in your everyday life? And how you are applying this in your everyday life in regards to what it is that you are manifesting, in regards to what energy you are sending out to the universe. So if you guys don't know me already, my name is Vanessa, also known as Olanike Osi on social media. And I love to call myself a self-love manifester. And what that means is that I teach millions of women around the world how to selfishly and authentically love themselves so they can manifest the life of their dreams, a life worth living, a life that they are actually happy to look in the mirror and be like, dang, this is my life. I love my life. That is the purpose. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I was like, quality over quantity. And, you know, how do we actually use this in our everyday life? And the example that's coming to me at the moment is the grocery store. So I know every one of you goes to the grocery store because you have to get food. You need food in your life to survive. You either need to cook or prepare something for the week coming up, right? So when you go grocery shopping, do you more so focus on the quantity of your food or the quality of your food? And I know this may be a little touchy subject because it kind of maybe depends on where you are and your finances at the moment, right? But let me give you something that may help you rethink that and maybe change your actions while you are in the grocery store. So if you guys don't already know, I'm super big on the law of attraction. Basically, the energy that you give out, you're going to get back, right? So think about the law of attraction and when you're grocery shopping, because you're attracting something in your life, even when you're grocery shopping, even if you don't know it or not. So stay with me. I promise there's a point to this. So you're grocery shopping and you're like, you know, you need a lot of food. It doesn't matter if it's organic. It could be GMO food. I don't really care. I just need a lot of food, you know. And maybe the food is not even that good for you. Let's say you get a lot of junk food as well. Add into your cart. A lot of chips, a lot of cookies, ice cream, dairy products. Just a lot of junk food that you know you don't really need to survive. And then you look at your fruits and your vegetables, right? And you're like, you could get the organic, but the conventional is just that much cheaper, right? So because the conventional is that much cheaper, you decide you want to opt for the conventional fruits and veggies. Doesn't matter how it was grown, different things like that. You're focused so much on the price at the moment. And because you're focused on the price, you're just going to opt on the conventional because you just want something cheap, quick. It's something that you can afford at this given moment. And so I completely understand that. I get it. At this given moment, it's probably what you can afford. But I want you to try this at least once a month. When you actually go to the grocery store, and maybe you purchase the organic food, you purchase the organic vegetables, everything organic. Just go to the grocery store one time and buy everything, as many items as you can organic, as many items as you can. So remember, you're making an active decision to go to the grocery store and buy as many items as you can, personally can get in your grocery store, in your cart. And the reason why I want you to do this is because I want you to give out a different energy. You may not think about this, but when you are shopping and you're just going for the conventional items or you're going for all the junk food, then the kind of energy that you're putting out is like, I can settle for mediocre. And that may sound a little harsh, but I just mean that's the energy you are giving off. You are saying, I will settle for mediocre because this is what I'm going to get right now. And you may not think that, but kind of think about that. With all the information that we may know currently about organic food versus conventional food, And we kind of know that there's a higher percentage of vitamins and nutrition in organic food versus non-organic food and conventional food, then that's kind of what we're giving off. And it's just something that you may be doing unknowingly, unconsciously. And there's a lot of things that we do unknowingly and unconsciously throughout our days, every single day. It's just what we do unknowingly and unconsciously. And I want you to go to the grocery store and I want you to make one trip where you try to get as many items as you can organic, just because I want you to start giving off a different energy to the universe. I want you to give an energy that quality matters over quantity. Because when you start giving out that energy, the universe can respond to you in a different way. It's going to be like, wow, I see that selfish babe going to the grocery store and getting, you know, quality items today. You know, why is she doing this? Is it because she wants more quality in her life? Ring, 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 you are right. That's exactly what I want you to do. I want you to do that because I want you to give off the energy that you want more quality in your life. I think that sometimes we focus too much on the quantity of what people can bring. For example, do I want a large amount of group of friends, or do I like the quality of a smaller group of friends? You know what I'm trying to say? I think sometimes, maybe as teenagers, at one point we may have wanted to be super popular. We wanted to be in a big crowd of people, but as you get older, and as I'm getting older, I like the quality of people around me more so than a quantity. I think that's a lot to kind of keep up with. But quality people in your life matters over quantity, just like quality romantic relationships. Quality romantic relationships matters over a quantity of different types and different types of relationships. Even when it comes to business, it's like I can have a quantity of products that I sell that may not really be fulfilling other people's lives, or I can have quality products that I sell that actually fulfill people's lives. So I kind of just want you guys to kind of think about that and think about the energy that you're giving off and to refocus on that quality really does matter. And as I go back to the grocery store example, I don't want you to think, oh, wow, well, she wants me to go to the grocery store and she wants me to purchase organic, but I can't afford organic right now. And I think the reason why you can't afford organic right now is because you may not be able to afford organic right now, but I don't want you to stay in that mindset. You may not be able to afford organic right now, but that doesn't mean you will never be able to afford it one day. So the reason why I want you to go to the grocery store is so you can start giving off a different energy to the universe, to God, the creator, whomever it is that you may believe in, and be like, whoa, no, she's trying something different. Even if it's like, okay, I usually get conventional tomatoes, so today I'm gonna get some organic tomatoes, even if it's only one item, but I want you to intentionally do that as you go to the grocery store, because when you intentionally do that, then your intention, that energy that you are giving off to the universe, is going to go out. And because you're giving off that specific intention into the universe, you're going to be able to receive that back. And someday down the road, you're going to be like, whoa, I'm noticing that I'm having a lot more quality things around me, whether they're friends, whether they're relationship, whether they're shoes, whether they're clothes. You will notice that a lot more quality things exist. I will say quality things last longer. I think quality things have substance, including relationships. Quality in my life matters over quantity. And I think the more that I am getting older and the more that I am walking on this earth, I am realizing that. And I want you guys to realize that. And that was just my quick little talk for today, is that quality really does matter. So I want you to ask yourself, what is it in your life that you are maybe choosing quantity over quality? Think about that. Write that down. Ask yourself the question, what is it in your life that you are choosing quantity over quality? It could be anything. And then I want you to think about and write down, how can you change this to be quality over quantity? And as you make that active change in your life, I want you to take note of what actually begins to change in your life when you make that shift, when you make those actions, when you change the quantity over quality. What happens? What have you been noticing? Because I promise you, you will notice a change, you will notice a shift. Yeah, because, I mean, it sounds so simple, even a simple grocery store trip. Wow, like purchasing organic or, you know, not purchasing conventional. And don't get me wrong, I definitely purchase some of my fruits are still definitely conventional, like some pineapples, like some grapes, like some kiwis. Not all of my food is organic. The point is not to get everything organic. That's not the point. I just want you to kind of make an active decision in your life to at least choose the quality things. It's like an eyebrow lady, right? Can you guys see? I just got my eyebrows done. May not be able to see, but I got my eyebrows done. I got them threaded, and usually I get them waxed. But I was like, okay, let me try this threading spot. And the lady kind of convinced me to try it. So I try it and I like it. And I actually feel like threading actually lasts a lot longer than waxing. And so I do it. But it's like, you know, shopping around for a freaking eyebrow lady. You go to that one eyebrow lady because the quality of her work matters. You're gonna continue going back to her back to back to back to back. When I was where I was before, I would go to this one eyebrow lady every single time. I went for her for a good 2 to 3 years where I was, because I know every time I got my eyebrows done, they was gonna be flaky. Because the quality of her work matter. But what if I said, hey, don't matter who does my eyebrows. I'm gonna just go to any old body. It don't matter. The quantity starts adding up of the many eyebrow ladies I start going up to. And I just don't care. I just want my eyebrows done. I just don't care how the quality looks. So imagine if I'm just shopping around. By the time 2 years pass, I've gone to 12 different eyebrow ladies because I just kind of stop by anywhere at any point because I don't really care. I'm gonna let you know that my eyebrows probably wouldn't be looking like this, or they wouldn't be looking fleeky the way that they usually are. So just kind of think about that and think about how quality matters in your life and how you actually put quality in your life. Is there a particular shoe brand that you like because you know the shoes are always going to be well made? A particular eyebrow lady that you go to? A particular grocery store that you go to? A particular brand that you're always buying because you know the quality of that product? And if they're so, that's good. It's good that you can point that out. Now, how can you actually start applying that to other areas in your life? It's good to maybe have that good brand shoe, that good eyebrow lady, the good grocery store, but what other areas in your life could be lacking quality over quantity? So my selfish babes, take at least 5 to 10 minutes today and just think about the question. What is it in my life that I am choosing quantity over quality? And how can I change that? And it could just be one little action that you do, because that one little action that you do is going to shift your energy. You're going to be able to give off a new energy to the universe, God, creator, whomever. And because you're giving off that new energy shift, even that little one thing that you do, you're going to be able to receive something that will be beneficial for you, because the universe is saying, wow, that selfish babe over there is choosing quality over quantity. I notice I'm going to give her something in the next 2 to 3 months, maybe in the next week, because she's made this quick shift. So my selfish babes, think about that. Let me know, comment below. You can even answer this question below. In what ways have you been choosing quantity over quality? Let me know. Maybe I can help you out. Maybe I can navigate that for you. But thank you, my loves, for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful selfish talk. If you guys have any questions, comment them below. Hey, my beautiful selfish babe, I hope you're having an amazing night. I will talk to you guys on Friday. But if you have any questions, let me know. And remember, I love you guys. Always selfishly and authentically love yourself. Mwah.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at AlinieGayOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.